That's right. He said, out of your belly shall flow the rivers of living water. Though he spake of the Spirit, which he hadn't given yet, he was here. But thank God when the Holy Ghost come, there was waters that come from the preaching. As people say, thank God they got flooded with grace. I'll tell you that. Amen. You've got preaching that's a, thank God preaching Christ. The whole crowd got a conviction and had 3,000 believed and were baptized. And thank God for that. I'm looking in Ephesians tonight, chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And let's start reading in verse number 28. Ephesians 5. And verse number 28. The Bible says, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Then if you will, 1 Timothy, look with me there, chapter 1, 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 15 says, this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. I want to preach tonight to the Lord to help me on for this cause. He said in the book of God tonight, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. The word cause means this is the reason why. This is the purpose why, for this cause, shall a man leave his father and mother. When Adam was created in the image of God, one day he breathed in Adam the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He became alive, amen. Up to that time, he wasn't living until God put breath in him. And a sinner don't breathe until God puts Holy Ghost power in him. He can't get life until God gives him life. And life don't come from man. Life comes from God. It's crazy to think that man can give life. It's God that gives life. Thank God Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that liveth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And so life comes from God. John put it like this. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And so thank God, Jesus said to a crowd, he said, and you will not come to me, that you might have life. And so life is God giving it to man. And so when Adam was created, God breathed his nostrils of the breath of life. Amen. And that's what it took for that man to live. It had to be God breathing in his nostrils the breath of life. Then God said one day, well, he said, you need a helpmate. That's what he said. He said, you need somebody to help you. Amen. He looked over all the animals, and he brought all the animals before him, and he named all the animals. Amen. Well, that's a pretty good man right there that could name every animal. Adam named every one of them. He said, right here's a dog. Right here's a cat. Amen. Right here's an elephant. Thank God, whatever animal it was, Adam named all the animals. Every one of them, no doubt, my friend, he named. He couldn't find no helpmate in them. Amen. A pet, it's all right, but it's no helpmate. Amen. Thank God, that's right. You think in the day we are living in that people love their dog more than they do their spouse. Amen. It's a sad day
way we're in. Thank God when we got all these things. Amen. I saw the other day where they want you to bury your pet, and just like they bury a human being. I tell that sad. I think it's all right to dig a hole in the ground and put them in it. But brother, I'm not having no funeral rites over it. Amen. That's right. And they love them. You know, they kiss them and they trim. They must be looking for a helpmate. But I found out, thank God, Adam couldn't find one in a dog or a cat or any other animal. He ain't. Amen. Friend, I tell you this. We're living in a bad day. When they love an animal more than they do their own children. Amen. That's right. God help y'all if you do. Amen. You say, I got a dog at home. I'm not mean to it. I feed it every day and put water in the bucket. Amen. That's right. Pat him on the head every once in a while. And he barks at the door wanting a cookie. Amen. But he ain't my helpmate. Amen. That's right. He ain't my companion. Amen. That's right, brother. I'm telling you, these animals, today, these animal activists, they make me sick. Amen. Oh, yeah. They say, well, you do this and do this. Protesting these places. I'm telling you, that people sick in the head. Amen. That's right, buddy. I'm telling you, them old timers had more sense than what most people's got today.
Yep.
Thank God they didn't, my friend, treat them like this kid. They knew where they belonged, know how to treat them. Amen. Amen, preacher. That's right. And God said here, he brought them all before him. And brother, he couldn't find one help meet out of that animal. Thank God he, my friend, calls Adam to be in a deep sleep. And brother, I'm telling this. He took a rib from man and made a woman. Amen. Thank God I'm glad of that. And he said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother as a reason to cleave to his wife. I tell you, when I left mom and daddy, thank God I still honor them. I'm my own family now. Amen. Thank God I don't have to run back to them. Thank God I'm glad God said how to be glued to your wife. How to be cleaving to your wife for this cause. God gave the man a woman, a wife, and they became one flesh. And God had a reason in it because man needed a woman. Amen. That's right. You know what the Bible said? It said the woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. That's what it said. That's the book. Amen. Ladies, can I tell you something tonight? And I appreciate all of you. If you get mad at me, then I just still love you in the Lord. Amen. God didn't make you to make a career. And I know some of them get aggravated, but brother, I'm telling you, the first priority I believe a woman's going to give an account to God Almighty is before God and how she's glorified God and how she served Jesus Christ. And then I believe that, don't you? Amen. And he made her a helpmeet, brother. Thank God he made her a helpmeet. He made her a companion and aid to that man. Amen. Man needs a wife. Thank God a wife because he's a kind of weak. Amen. That's right. Even though the woman's called the weaker vessel, thank God the man needs some help. Amen. Brother, I'm just saying it was for the cause of that man to have a wife. And brother, I'm saying tonight, that it's important that a man know, thank God, that the gift God gives that man was that woman that day. It was a gift from God. Amen. God gave her a gift, gave him a gift to her. And brother, I'm telling us tonight, the man that wouldn't treat his wife right, he ain't right with God, and he don't love her. Amen. I'm telling you what, the Bible said, leave your mom and daddy and cleave unto your wife. If you still want to cleave to mom and daddy, don't get married.
Right.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Hey, friend, I'm just telling you young people now, if you're not married, there's some in here's not. I know you young, you ain't planning on getting married anytime soon. Amen. But when you get married, just go ahead and say, thank God, I'm getting married to my wife. Amen.
Right.
I'm not married. Listen, somebody said, well, I don't know about the family. Well, just go ahead and hear what I've got to say tonight. When you get married, you marry into the family.
Yeah.
Now, whether you want to close your eyes to it or not, you are. Amen. That's just a fact. That's right. You better listen, friend. And they'll be a product from the family they come from, too. I guarantee you that. Amen. And you might as well go ahead and nail that one down. As is mother, so is daughter. Amen, preacher. There's a lot to do with that right there. I believe some of that's true, don't you? Amen. That's right, boys. I'm telling you this. Thank God when you get married, y'all have something planned. Amen. That you might have some responsibility about you. And thank God have a place that you can take your wife and be your own couple. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. These boys don't want to work today. I wouldn't, if I was a girl, I wouldn't marry one of them. That's right. Amen. They can't even get out of the rain, some of them. That's right. And oh, they swept off their feet by that stuff. Amen. Oh, he's such a nice boy. Well, where does he work at? What's he going to do when you marry him? Amen. That's right. What kind of car is he going to have? Amen. Where does he work? Can he provide? Amen. Or is he just a lazy bumpkin? Amen. I don't know where that word come from, but I used it. Amen. That's right. I mean, we live in a day of slothfulness and laziness. Amen. That's right. Thank God it's boys. Amen. The girl you married, I mean, is she lazy? Amen. She lay in bed at 11 o'clock in the morning, dishes in the sink. Amen. Won't pick up nothing. Thank God that you want your house like that where you got to kick the clothes out of the hall. Thank God to find your uniform to go to work. Amen. I'm telling you, God help us tonight. Amen. To know, praise God, that when we say, I do this, I do. And brother, I'm telling you, we live in a day that they're treating married like ain't got a car lot. And they say, I'll drive this in a while. And when she breaks down, I'll get me another one. And there's a lot of preachers that's like that. Amen. And try to justify it because they want to run off with the piano player. And brother, it's not of God. It's of sin. And we're living in a day and hour where there's a lack of commitment. He said for this cause, for this purpose, thank God to leave your father and mother and cleave unto your wife. Amen. That's right. Thank God. And a man's got two good hands to pick up his own shirt too. Amen. That's right. Ain't no... I mean, I ain't taking my shirt off, throw it in the middle of the floor, and think my wife ought to pick it up. Amen. I ought to pick it up. It's my responsibility. Amen. That's right. Amen, preacher. Thank God. Amen. I didn't marry him, mama. I had one of them, and still do. And she done a good job at it. When I married her wife, God didn't give me another mama. A lot of men want a mama. That's all they want. They want a woman to cook their meals and wash their clothes. Amen. And just be a mama to them. Listen, God help, I didn't marry a mama. Amen. I married a wife. Amen. And God wanted me to have a wife. Thank God I like it, don't you? Brother, I'm telling you tonight. He said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. There's not another person in the Bible besides Christ and his church that God makes this comparison here to. There's not another person, not another one in this Bible that God spoke like that to.
Yeah.
That's why it's an abomination of this same-sex marriage today.
Yeah.
It's an abomination as a God Almighty. I think it's plumb sickening.
Yeah.
And it's worse than that, and I could get a little rougher, but I'll retain from it. It's ungodly. It's filthy. It's unhealthy. It ain't God. Amen. That's exactly right. But I'm telling you, this social media today and all these television programs and everything, all they're doing is promoting that filth. And brother, it ain't of God. Amen. I like what old brother Gene Mathias said. It'd be a cold day in hell before he'd want to get into bed with a hairy-legged man. Amen. I tell you, it's wicked, corrupt, and vile. And you might laugh at it. It's the God's truth. Amen. You know that's right, brother. Thank God I'm telling you this tonight. Brother, when God put a nature in me, he put a nature. And buddy, I'm telling you, when I got in elementary school, amen, and then I come up a junior high and got around 12 and 13, I started thinking them girls are pretty, amen.
Yeah.
Now they saying,
Well, what about all these different one sexes and all that stuff? Unisex bathrooms and everything else now. Unisex hair cuttings and everything else. Dear God, I go to the barber shop. I don't know about you. Amen. I didn't go get my hair done. I got it cut. Amen. That's exactly right. When y'all boys want to style it, ain't God carry around a hairspray in your car. Ain't God, I tell you, you need to grow up a little bit. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. I married a wife. Thank God she's supposed to fix up for me. I think I'll look presentable. Amen. Keep a haircut. And look decent, amen. I want to, don't you? I don't want to look like some slob, amen. Thank God, where I don't want to keep my shirt tail in, brush my teeth, comb my hair. Thank God, you ought to want to do that. Amen. I'm into something tonight, might as well go ahead and get it all out. I'm just saying, brother, God told me, thank God for this cause, He gave me a wife, and that's to join together her and enjoy life together, amen. Have communion together, have some praise God time together. And I'm telling you what, friend, you know what, a lot of people this hour, well, they couldn't live, amen, thank God, without having it their way. And it ain't sure about your way. That's about what God ordained and set up. And He said there's power, thank God, in that. If a man will love his wife as Christ loved the church, amen. That's for this cause. That's for this cause. Amen. They said they never had a... They said they never had a problem out of a good marriage when a man and woman's walking hand in hand with God and the Holy Ghost. They never caused a stir or had a problem with it down at the house of God. They loved the truth. It didn't matter how deep the man of God preached. They just wanted the truth. Amen. If they walking in the Spirit, amen. That's right. She won't go home and she won't fry the preacher over the table. Thank God at home and say, you hear what he had to say. If he had any backbone, thank God. You know what he'd say? Yeah, I did and I liked it. Amen. That's exactly right, brother. I'm telling you, thank God, this thing's deeper. I'm telling you, you want God to move in your house. You get with God. And you realize God blessed your marriage and put y'all together. And brother, He'll work. You say, what if one won't pull? Well, I'm sad to that. Some of them don't pull. And some of them pull it the opposite way. Amen. But I tell you what, God can take care of that too. Amen. I just know, praise God, that God's on the throne. And He can bless and help. And I'm telling you what, praise God, you can enjoy for what this calls for us. He said for this reason, for this cause, God gave a wife out of that man and there to be one flesh. Amen. Yes, that's right. For this cause. For this cause, God gave us a Bible that you can get saved.
Amen.
Amen. God gave not only a wife, He gave the Word. He gave the Word for this cause. God set her up, buddy. Amen. That's things true. Amen. That seed, praise God, sown by the Word of God, by the man of God. God still uses the seed of the Word of God. You know everything by seed. Everything that has life comes by seed. Amen. Paul said, I planted Apollos' Word, and God gave the increase. It's by seed. They planted a seed. Amen. And God's children come by seed. Amen. Abraham, thank God. God bless his seed. Amen. I'm just saying tonight, for the cause of the Word, God gave us the Word of God. For this cause, that the seed of the Word of God might be sown, and God bring forth conviction and salvation, and bring people under conviction, under repentance. And God said, for this cause, I gave them the Word, that the preaching of the Word of God might bring Holy Ghost conviction and save their soul. It's by the Word of God. Faith comes. Amen. That's right. For this cause. For the reason of sinners getting saved. That's why God gave His book. Amen. You ever thought about this? It don't matter whether it's good things or bad things. It comes by seed. It comes by seed. If it's a seed, listen to me. When Abraham went into to Hagar, He sowed a seed.
Yes. Yeah.
And here come old Ishmael out. And he said, he'll be a wild man. He'll fight you the rest of your life. That's right. Amen. Amen. And then one day, thank God, God quickened the seed of Abraham and quickened the womb of Sarah. Amen. And God gave him a son. His name was Isaac. He was called, the word Isaac means joy and laughter. And God brought a son into the world. Thank God that he was going to be a chosen of God. And God was going to use him. Amen. I'm just saying the word of God is what God chose. And thank God for this cause. In 19, thank God, 89, God used a man of God with the same book and the same anointing and the same message and sowed on my heart for this cause. God gave the word of God and the Holy Ghost used it and got a hold of my heart and birthed me in the family of God. I'm saying for this cause. God gave the word. Thank God for sinners to get saved. Amen. That's right. He said over there in Timothy, I read it to you. He said, for this cause. For what? He said he was the chief of sinners. But for this cause, I obtained mercy. For this cause, this reason, I obtained mercy. Why? Because I was the chief of sinners. Yeah. Amen. You know what the problem is today? Oh, we're looking at this more. We look at people, oh, they're too bad to be saved. No, they're not too bad to be saved.
Right.
I want to ask you a question. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It's in the book. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Listen to this here. Listen to what I'm about to read to you. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Let me get there. I want to read this to you. I want you to look at this here. 1 Corinthians 6. He said this. He said, now know you're not the unrighteous. You're not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators. Anybody know any fornicators? That's them people shacking up. That's them premarital. And lustful affections. Nor idolaters. Anybody know any idolaters? That's people that set up anything in their heart above God. And this ain't somebody bound to Buddha, even though they're doing it. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers. There's adulterers. An adulterer is somebody that goes outside the marriage bed for the pleasure of the flesh. Anybody know them? Nor effeminate. That word effeminate there means soft.
Yeah.
We can go a little step further and say them funny men.
Yeah.
Nor abuses themselves of mankind. That right there is in the same boat. Nor thieves. Anybody know thieves? You stole something before. When you steal, you're a thief. If you take something that's not yours, you're a thief. There's a lot of people up there I preach to every day. Every week, they're thieves. They steal. Nor covetous. That's somebody desiring to have something God don't want them to have. It's longing to have something God forbids. That's why he said beware of covetousness. That means, praise God, if you ride somebody's house, by somebody's house, you say, you get that lust in your heart, say, I'd really like to have that. I'd really like to have that. You get the want and longing in your heart for them things God don't want you to have. Amen. Nor drunkards. You know anybody's a drunk? Well, by God help us. Every time I'm out at the grocery store sitting in the parking lot waiting on my wife to come out, or if I'm going in, boy, they're carrying a couple cases of it.
Yeah.
In fact, I went to get me a Gatorade the other morning. Stopped by the store. It's probably about 7 in the morning. Man had a case with him. Oh, yeah. Boy, he's an early drinker. Yeah. Amen. Nor drunkards! That means a man that gives himself the intoxicating drink. Nor revilers. Nor extortioners. That's them dishonest people. People that revile the truth, hate the truth, don't want the truth. He said, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Well, that's a long list of people, isn't it? Notice what he said in verse 11. And such were some of you. They were. And such were some of you. So that tells me that the words used to be the was.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
he said, you were like, you were this. Somebody asked me one time, said, I believe a saved man get drunk. I said, he can. He can't do it and enjoy it. He can't do it and live that way without chastisement. But he can. A man that would say he couldn't, he better watch out, he might. Ain't that right? He said, but and such were some of you. Were. So that tells me, thank God for this cause. God sent His Son into the world. Thank God to save sinners and men that were in this day. That's where we were at one time. The Bible said a man that looketh upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already in his heart. The Bible said, amen, thank God, he said in the Word, he that hateth his brother is a murderer. You don't have to take a gun out to be a murderer. He said in such words, some of you, but ye are washed. Ye are sanctified. Ye are justified in the name of the Lord and Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hey, you know what he's saying here? He said, this is what the blood of Jesus can do. He can take a man as vile and ungodly and filthy and unclean and make him clean for this cause. Thank God he came to save sinners. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. How does he do it? Through the Word. He don't do it through your little old weak imitations. He does it through the power of the Word of God. That's how he does it. If it ain't by the Word of God, you don't get saved. You have no faith apart from hearing the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. There's no other way a man's saved but by the Word of God. He said, for this cause, for this cause, thank God, I paid mercy, I got saved, God had mercy on me, and praise God, He took away every sin, amen.
Amen.
Boy, that's good, ain't it?
Yeah.
Amen. I saw some people I went to school with not long ago, preached a funeral, and down there, Miss Tamara's grandpa died, and this got through preaching, this lady come up and she said, you remember me? I said, can't call your name. Said, I always tell them my face does look familiar. It did at one time. Amen. I said, I can't call your name. She said, told me who she was. She said, we graduated together. I said, yeah. That old fella back there, she said, this man here graduated from me at priest's funeral. He said, y'all behave in school. She said, I did. And I said, well, sir, I just preached. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't behave too good at times. And such were some of you.
Yep.
Amen. That's right, ain't it? Praise God.
Right.
Such were some of you.
Right.
Amen. What a good God. What a good God. Thank God can take a man or a woman. Thank God is in sin. And for this cause, I give him the Word of God and change his life and make him a new creature. Amen. That's right. Praise God. What a God never do that. Can I tell you this tonight? Salvation is God coming into you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Salvation, God coming into you and saying,
that's right.
I'm about to move in.
That's right.
Amen. Ain't that right? Huh? Amen. You know when you got our conviction that day?
Amen.
You know what he said? I'm about to come in.
That's right.
Amen. And you won't be the same after I come in.
That's right.
Amen. You'll be different after I come in. I'm about to come in your house. And when I come in your house, you'll never be the same. Amen. That's right, buddy. You say, how did he come in? By, thank God, his power.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what Paul said. He said he wasn't disobedient to that heavenly vision.
That's right.
You know what God said to him, don't you? He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard to kick against the pricks. You know what he's saying? You've been kicking long enough. Thank God I'm about to come in. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. He did too, buddy. That's when he said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?
Yeah.
Oh, Ananias got down there and he said, well, he's a coming this way. He said, he's persecuting the church. He said, I've heard about him, what he done to the church. He said, he's a chosen vessel. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
He said, he's going to preach the gospel. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, thank God he died for this cause. He set up a church for this cause. And he might have the truth of my friend preached and people getting saved. He died for this cause. Amen. That's right. You know what? The cause of Christ. It's all about the cause of Christ. Somebody asked me not long ago, said, why did I go up there and preach for? I said, for the gospel's sake.
Amen.
Amen. Why am I preaching tonight? The gospel's sake. Thank God, why not put money in the offering plate? The gospel's sake. Thank God, why am I praying? Thank God, do I pray? The gospel's sake. It's all about the gospel of Christ. Amen. That's right. Praise God for this cause. I want to say, for this cause the wife, this cause the word, and I'll end with this, for this cause the weak. The weak. Notice, if you will, in the book of 1 Corinthians, while you're there, 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. He said in this, verse 28, he said, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread, and drink of that cup, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, he that then drinketh damnation to himself, not deserting the Lord's body, for this cause. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you. Many sleep. And let me say something tonight. He's talking about the Lord's Supper right here. We believe the Lord's Supper is an ordinance of the Baptist church, the local church. We believe that as church people take it. People are saved, take it. Unsaved people don't worthily take the Lord's Supper. Now, if you think you ever going to be worthy enough to take it, you never will. God is not saying here, because you're not perfect, not to take it. If that's the case, we'll never have it again. The whole purpose of the Lord's Supper, Jesus said, was this do in remembrance of me. But see, the Corinthian church was getting drunk. They was feasting. They made the Lord's Supper like a feast. They was coming and eating and drinking. That's why he talked about they're about drinking right there in that chapter. And they was misusing and misrepresenting the table of God. He said the bread was for his body. Bread is not his body, but the bread is a symbolic of his body. The fruit of the vine was symbolic of his blood that was shed for my sin and your sin. And what happened was right here in this church, for this cause many people were sick and weak because they was misusing the table of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you this tonight. People start misusing the things of God. And there's a danger. And I'm not the judge tonight, and I'll be the first to tell you, I only judge myself, and that's the only one I should judge. God's helped me with that. I don't want to pass a quick judgment and be judged by God with the same measure. He said, judge not that ye be not judged. With what judgment you meet, you got to be measured with that. This is what he said too. He said, don't try to get a speck out of somebody's eye when you got a beam in your own. In other words, don't try to get a piece of sawdust out of somebody's eye if you got a telephone pole in your own eye. And he said, judge yourself. Judge yourself. But I'm telling you this tonight, listen to me. It don't matter whether it's the Lord's table, if it's the Word of God, or whatever it is. When you mishandle it for this cause, listen to me. Listen to what I'm about to say. In another application of this verse is, and I know it's not the primary application, but listen to what I'm about to tell you. When we don't do right toward the ordinances of God and the Word of God, it'll make the church sickly. It'll make it weak. And it could die. Don't tell me the book of Revelation. He said, if you don't repent, I'll move your candlestick. That means I'll take the church away. I'll take the church right here. I'll remove the candlestick, and you won't have a bit of light in it.
That's right.
You want to know why the church tonight don't have no more power? And you say it's awful sick. Yeah, I'm not. That's why. Hey, that's why it's sick tonight. Old Brother James Shaver preached a message one time on life support. He thought the church was on life support. Amen. Hooked up on life support. You know why? Because we've misused and mishandled the things of God. That's right. We hadn't handled the things of God right. We hadn't took the things of God serious. And every day when a church don't have been for this cause, there's many that sleep. I want to say, for this cause, leave your father and mother. For this cause, the Word of God is preached that you might obtain mercy. For this cause, many weak, many sleep. I'm going to tell you what, brother. Listen to me. When you take the things of God lightly, and you don't take the table of God seriously, I'm going to tell you what, this is a dangerous place to be in. Everything we do for God ought to be serious tonight. Amen. That's why I'm not a jokester from the pulpit. And I know sometimes I say some crazy things to make you laugh. And it ain't my intention to get a bunch of people laughing. You know I'm not like that. I believe it's serious. I don't think there's nothing wrong with laughing. But I don't think a preacher ought to be a jokester neither.
Right.
Amen. That's right. Old Vance Havner said if he's a jester, then that's the way I look at him in the pulpit. He's going to jest in the pulpit all the time. You know, they won't take nothing serious. That's right. I mean, I like to laugh. And me and Brother Danny, we get at one another sometimes, laugh, Brother Keith. But you know what? That's not my makeup. When I get in the pulpit, thank God, I ain't up here to jest. I'm not up here to get you to laugh at me. If you do, sometimes that's all right. Ain't God break it up once in a while? Hey, man, there's a time to laugh. But I'm getting late for this call. For this cause, many's weak. You know why the church is weak tonight? For this cause, mishandling the things of God.
Right.
Not doing it the way God said it. Amen. And then you know what we'll say? Well, old so-and-so said it was all right. Is he bigger than God? Is he better than God? Amen. No, so-and-so, I mean, old Dr. Mount Summer, he's got more degrees, thank God, than a thermostat. What's that got to do with anything? I'd rather have what God's got.
Amen.
I'd rather go but what the book says. So what's this book perfect in truth?
Yeah.
It reveals the truth, brother.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Amen.
The truth is perfect. It's revealed through these scriptures. Amen. Exactly right. Amen. Somebody said, what about that one? I said, it took out a verse. How can it reveal the truth if it's taking the Word of God away?
Right.
Kate! That's why churches are dying tonight. There's no unity and there's no one accord. Man preached it out of the King James Bible and two or three people out there are using another one.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes the church sick, weak.
Right.
For this cause, I wanted to preach on that, the Holy Ghost spoke to me about that this morning. For this cause. For this cause. You know what that means? And for this reason. This reason. And I want to end with this. David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? There is tonight. Amen. Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing the gospel tonight.